From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
Bill Michaels Show is on the air. We are glad you are with us on this Monday, and hopefully you enjoyed a really good weekend here on the 29th of June. I can't believe we're efforting into July already. This weekend is going to be July 4th. It just doesn't feel like it. I guess the best way to put it, I was out yesterday. I went out to dinner with some friends. As a matter of fact, Gina Della from Pella and her husband, and we were all sitting around talking, and it just feels like, on one hand, summer's going fast. On the other hand, it feels like we've been robbed of a summer. Yesterday, was out on a boat on Lake Michigan, and it came into the lagoon that is right in front of the Summerfest grounds. And it was just surreal sitting there looking at the Summerfest grounds, knowing that this past weekend, should have been the first big weekend of Summerfest. It should have been cranking, and it wasn't. And it was just sad. It almost makes you feel like you're empty. It's not that I'm a huge Summerfest goer, because I do go down. I see certain bands, but it just makes you feel like you're a little bit empty, like you've missed something, or a lot for that matter this year. But nevertheless, I can't believe we're here on the 29th of June. Baseball is just now getting itself back together. Basketball is getting itself back together. You know, the NHL is attempting to do so. We've got a little bit of NFL news with Cam Newton signing with the New England Patriots we'll get into. You know, you've got the NFL forging forward. In the meantime, you've got college players that are reporting, and, you know, there's COVID cases. And while many, many, many of these players in these positive tests are asymptomatic, basically showing no signs of COVID, it's just – They have that virus. You know, we understand that with spiking cases and additional hospitalizations in the South, that it does create a genuine concern, and there's an expedition for the vaccine, to try to get the vaccine out there as quickly as possible. But yet the polls say that most Americans aren't going to take it, which really kind of defeats the purpose then of expediting a vaccine. I mean, it's just, there's so much going on that it's really hard. This weekend, I didn't look at an email. I barely looked at my text messages. I posted a few things on Facebook where I was. I had a great weekend. Hopefully you did too. But got out and supported my friends. I told you that Carmelo and Frankie at Calderon Club on Friday. On Saturday, got out to a few local establishments, a couple in Grafton. Saw they had the Fun Before the Fourth festival up in Grafton and Thiensville this past weekend, and a friend of mine, his daughters are in the Badgerland Water Ski Show. And I saw them. You could sit outside at the park and distance and all that kind of stuff. And so I went there and rode the motorcycle, and then yesterday took the boat out and did a dinner up the river. And you're socially distancing. You're with friends, and you're looking for different avenues to do things. But ultimately, you know, as we all talked about yesterday, no sports. You're not coming home and sitting in the back, or, you know, sitting down in one of your rooms while you do your work and having a ball game on in the background or anything like nothing like that. It feels like we've just been cheated. It just does. It feels like we've been cheated out of an entire summer, all because some people wanted to eat bats over in China, I guess. So, nevertheless, welcome to the program, the Bill Michaels Show. And Sam is producing today. Evan's behind the glass. Radio Joe is off. And this portion of the program being brought to you by our good friends at Bud Light, the official, had a few of those over the weekend, the official beer sponsor of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. So, as I had alluded to, you got a Sunday that all of a sudden made headlines for the New England Patriots, both in a positive and in a negative way, depending on if you're a Patriots fan or not. But the Patriots have indeed signed Cam Newton. Cam Newton, his career, and really that contract, cut a little bit short in Carolina as they started their official rebuild. Cam Newton, who has seemed over the last couple of years like he was more, I don't know, more interested in a fashion sense than he was in actually playing quarterback. But nonetheless, he is back. He feels he's healthy. He's been putting videos out on YouTube. He's got that shoulder, the ankle. Everything seems to be healed up, and he says he's ready to go. Now, he's not going into Bill Belichick's organization to be a backup quarterback to Stemple. I mean, he's going there to be the starter. They're going to say it's going to be an open competition, but he's going there to be a starter. Make no bones about it. So what that does now to the Patriots, do they suddenly have legitimacy if Cam Newton is back to, 100%? Now, he's 31 years old. We know that's young for a quarterback in today's day and age, but this is a guy that has put a lot of pounding on his body, taken a lot of hits, done a lot of running. So we'll see what Cam Newton adds there. In addition to that, now he – well, let me back up. Cam Newton is not only coming to the Patriots to try to be a better version of Cam Newton, and I think he's fully capable of doing so under Bill Belichick, without a doubt. However, then it comes out that, oh, by the way, the Patriots are fined yet again for that video incident in Cincinnati, and they, again, are being chastised by the NFL and every NFL fan and writer around as this, kind of rears its ugly head again. It's like, when is this going to stop? We didn't mean to do anything. We weren't trying to do it. We weren't trying to get an unfair advantage. We were, granted it's the Bengals, but nevertheless, they are looked at again as in some way, shape, or form as cheaters. And Bill Belichick continues to remain distant from any blame in that particular sense. But the headline that really made the news for the Patriots when they are announced on one hand, they're being chastised again for cheating, that Cam Newton, his move to the Patriots, really has little risk because it's a minimal contract and it's got a lot of incentives, but a giant amount of potential. And he brings a different versatility than what Tom Brady did. You're trying to fill the shoes of the legend of Tom Brady. So he's got a ton of pressure on his shoulders. But we've seen this act before with Cam Newton, where he doesn't live up to expectation. The pressure begins to get to him. He gets crappy with the media and with the fans, and then he goes away and sulks, and he starts wearing crazier and crazier clothes and cares more about that at the press conference than he does about his performance on the field. So we'll see. We'll see if Bill Belichick is going to be the elixir for the second half of the career of Cam Newton and revive that career in some sense. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Cam Newton, the Patriots, just it makes a lot of sense in many facets. In a league in which every other starting quarterback opportunity was full, the Patriots now give a former NFL MVP his only realistic chance of being the week one starter on a competitive team. And this was when it was supposed to be, and like I said, Stidham's not going to get that job. I wouldn't assume if Cam Newton has an ounce of ability in him. But, between Stidham and Brian Hoyer, they were of interest. Maybe both could develop and excel under Bill Belichick. But, Cam Newton's a no-brainer if the guy's healthy. He's got that ability. So the question then becomes, not only do you feel that with the addition of Cam Newton, are the Patriots in that East back? Because remember, Buffalo and Miami have both gotten better. Buffalo's been better, but Miami over last year and this offseason has gotten better as well. So do you believe, one, that the Patriots are right there back near the top spot in the AFC East? But then did the league, in just the minimal amount of punishment that they did receive, did the league go soft on the Patriots, who are now a third-time offender for stuff like this? 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648, on the Milwaukee Admirals, hashtag Admirals50 talk line. It's the topic everybody's talking about today. We'll get back into baseball and such coming up here at the bottom of the hour. Tim Allen, host of the Baseball Postgame Show, who finally is going to be working once baseball is back, which we hope they can come back in today's health climate. But we'll talk with Tim here at the bottom of the hour and talk some Brewers baseball with him. But did the league go too soft on the Patriots? And do you feel the Patriots with Cam Newton, who is apparently healthy, they're ready to go? They're back. And who knows how good Cam Newton can be under a guy like Bill Belichick. 855-830-8648. Thanks for listening to us on the radio.com app. We've got more coming up right after this.
Wisconsin-wide, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
We are glad you are here. Thanks to our good friends over there at Quick Trip. And at Quick Trip, they continue to give high-quality products and giving you discounts at the pump and all that kind of good stuff from our friends over there. Today, by the way, the Karuba Coffee on sale, a buck any size. And all through the end of the month, you've got Nature's Touch skim milk, 1%, 2%, Nature's Touch Grade A butter, Ellsworth cheese curds, $1.99. They're on sale right now. Stop into your local Quick Trip. Tell them we said hi. They're good, good people over there. Certainly appreciate it. So do you feel that we've looked the other way on this issue with the New England Patriots and their filming issue, if you will? Did the NFL go a little bit too soft on them? Because all the talk right now is about Cam Newton. That all the talk is about Cam Newton because everybody just kind of went, okay. They got fined again. I mean, the Cincinnati thing we discussed a while back, so it's not like it's something new. We've already kind of hashed this out. But the league just basically said, okay, here we go. Well, you've got some issues, obviously, and, well, you need to stop that. And, you know, they fined them $1.1 million, and they take away a draft choice. And draft choices, to a certain extent, you know, hurt most teams. Bill Belichick doesn't even seem to mind. This is the guy that put his dog in his seat. On Zoom, which was actually pretty clever, but on Zoom TV or on Zoom for the NFL draft, he put his dog there so Bill didn't have to be on camera. So they get the third round pick in the 2021 draft taken away from them. Some of their punishments for the television's crews filming the field and the sideline. That was during the December 8th game between them and Cincinnati. Or between Cincinnati and the Cleveland Browns. It was for them. They were kind of out, you know, pre-scouting, so to speak. And the Patriots television production crew will not be allowed to shoot any games at all during this upcoming season. Now, I wonder if they don't have a season, if that punishment then continues into the 2021 season. So we'll wait and see. But hopefully they do have a season this year. But in the meantime, Cam Newton joining the Patriots. Do the Patriots then go back to the top spot in the AFC East? 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. This is from Mark, who says, of course they're the top dog over there in the East until the Patriots get knocked off by either the Dolphins or the Bills. They're always going to be considered the favorite. Tim says, does McDaniel call his own plays or does Cam get freedom to run? I would assume Josh McDaniels is going to be the guy that's really going to work with Cam between him and Bill Belichick. I mean, that's a pretty good tandem to have as your coaches. Now, here's the big question, and I'd said this last night in a piece that I did for the network. I said, look, Cam Newton, you know, he's been banged up, okay? So it has certainly inhibited him when it comes to his ability to run, move, throw, that type of thing. But he had just taken an attitude with a lot of people in Carolina. Now, maybe it was just his surroundings. Certainly his coach was fighting for him. Okay, well, then his coach was fired. So he was really on an island. He didn't have anybody left that was fighting for him. And Cam didn't do himself a lot of favors. He was more concerned with some of the fashion than he was with what was going on in the field. And he didn't want to deal with questions or criticism. He didn't want to hear it, much like when he walked off the stage at the Super Bowl some years back when they took on Peyton Manning and company and lost in the Super Bowl. So if he comes into it as, I'm Cam Newton, I don't really have to listen, I'm going to do my own thing, he'll be a failure, and that'll be a train wreck. But if he comes into it hat in hand and humbled and says, okay, I'm now with one of the best coaches, if not the best coach of all time, I'm ready to go, and I've got, you know, eyes and ears wide open with an open mind, then I think he can be extremely successful. But I think his success is going to be predicated upon his willingness to be successful, not his attitude that he's already successful. So we'll see. We'll see. 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. Jared writes in the Wendy's email inbox, I'm not a big Cam Newton fan. I'm not a Patriot fan. I hope they go down in flames hand in hand and let Bill Belichick lead the charge straight to hell. Jared, you're a little harsh, man. A little harsh. He goes on to say that the punishment never fits the crime. Bill Belichick has been doing this for years. How many more times does he have to do this? $1 million to him is no big deal. Yeah, they only got fined $1.1 million. They lost a third-round draft choice, which that third round's pretty significant. That is significant. You know, the film crew not going out and filming, okay, well, somebody else will do it in the stands or something, I'm sure. But you get what I'm saying. But $1.1 million is not a big deal. It's not a big deal to Robert Kraft. It's not a big deal to Bill Belichick. You know, it's really not. That's not much of a hit. But the third round draft choice, that's somewhat significant. But again, for a guy that he values draft choices, but Bill trades back and takes 30 of them. You know, he'll figure out a way by the time it's all said and done to have 8 more draft choices, and he'll have 15 of them in the next draft. And the 2021 draft choice for that third round pick won't really matter because he'll probably have 3 in the third round or now 4 in the second or something. He'll figure it out. Vegas fan says, the only thing I'm missing right now is opening day at State Fair and having a Goose Island and Millie's Italian sandwich with corn on the cob and actually watching me work. We do. I'm going to miss Goose Island this year, too. I mean, in a month, we'd be sitting at State Fair, right? State Fair would be on the docket. So, yeah, I'm right there with you. I will say this. I hope that some of the restrictions loosen up. And maybe, just maybe, come August, we get Wednesday Night Live back at the Wisconsin State Fair. I'm hoping, but we'll see. I don't have much optimism for what's remaining in 2020, to be perfectly honest with you. Now, if they come up with a vaccine and suddenly those who are being hospitalized, it tends to be very minimal stays, very minimal health hazards, then maybe our health and, you know, healthcare system's got their arms wrapped around it and they're good to go. But until then, I don't have a lot of faith. I was asked numerous times over the weekend, you know, it's not about baseball. It's not about basketball. Everybody wants to know, how are they going to play football? How are we going to have the NFL? Are the Packers going to play this year? Do you really think they're going to have an NFL? Do you think they're going to have a Super Bowl this year? And my answer was, if I have to bet my house, no. What does my heart hope that they have games in Super Bowl? Hell yes. Absolutely. But we're all about, you know, sports talk, obviously. I mean, that's what we do for a living. But if you got to be a realist right now, you know, do you think they're going to have it? I mean, your guess is as good as mine. Because what would tell you with 312 players reporting for the NBA bubble, or 309 players reporting for the bubble, 12 players testing positive. Major League Baseball, I mean, the Philadelphia Phillies organization has had a larger spread of COVID. You had some of the Dodgers organization, the Rangers organization, the Brewers organization have tested positive for COVID. Now, they could be asymptomatic. I mean, who knows? But does it tell you that this hasn't gone away? The warm weather didn't kill it off. So what would make you say that we're safe with the NFL? You know, and you're talking about big, beefy linemen and tacklers and ball carriers and stuff, all leaning on one another. And if it's spread via droplets of breath, then, you know, I mean, do you think we're going to be immune to it come the NFL? I just don't. I mean, I want to be wrong, but I just don't. It's very hard. 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. When we come back, Let's talk some baseball. Our good buddy Tim Allen, host of the Baseball Postgame Show, is going to join us, and we're going to talk some baseball, and we'll talk a little bit more. We'll get into the technical side of things, too, of actual baseball, some X's and O's when we come back. Stay tuned. More of the Bill Michaels Show coming up next.
You're listening to the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
The Bill Michaels Show is on the air. Did you have a good weekend? Hopefully you did. If you got out and rode this weekend like I did, you probably enjoyed it. If you want to ride and you don't have a bike, or maybe you've got a used one and you're thinking about upgrading, there is no better time, no better person to see than my buddy Craig over there at Wisconsin Harley-Davidson. Go to Wisconsin Harley-Davidson and see all the inventory. Shop the new. And if you've got a used bike, they're buying used bikes like crazy. Right now, they're offering free evaluations of used bikes as well. But if you're looking for great motor clothes, leathers, helmets, or maybe you want, you're looking at the weather and you're going, man, it's nice out, I want to ride, but you've never rode before, they've got classes too. Get signed up now. Go out there and check it out. Best service department, best service in general, great general manager that's willing to make bargains and deals. Jody in the motor clothes department keeps it hip and fashionable. Just a lot of great stuff. Their parts department is second to none. And let's be honest, I mean, when Harley-Davidson, the company, says that's the best dealership we have, you better believe it. So go ahead and check out Wisconsin Harley-Davidson, 67 in Oconomowoc, right off of 94, just south of 94. You can't miss it. Really big building. Bar and shield right off the highway. You can see it. Plus, they got some good stuff coming up. And in a week, they have got Wednesday Night Bike Night is back. Cherry Pie is going to be on the stage. So head out then as well. It should be a great, great time at Wisconsin Harley-Davidson. Go to WisconsinHarley.com. That's WisconsinHarley.com. And make sure you tell them we sent you. They have a bunch of great specials going on right now. Our good buddy Tim Allen, host of the Baseball Postgame Show, who I'm happy to say is going to be working sooner rather than later. So, Tim, how you doing, buddy?
Well, I'm going to start canceling some plans now. I was tentatively making plans, well, to get on a an inner tube and just float down the Wisconsin River or the Mississippi. I was planning on maybe a cabin up north. I was planning on maybe headed to Vegas for a little bit. All that, I'm more than happy to put all those things on hold as baseball is coming back.
Do you think, and I'll ask you the question everybody asked me, you think they get through the season without without COVID and without all the interruptions?
Honestly, it depends which TV channel you watch.
Right. I mean, you're right.
Which sucks. It does suck that we have to view it that way. But whatever's the safest for everybody, I tend to believe that baseball, if you just look at it in just terms of you and I having a beer and just shooting the bull and talking about this stuff, the closed quarters combat of football, man, that's just tough, Bill. It is, because you got your faces right against each other. All right, then you look at basketball, and there's a lot of sweaty dudes, real tight quarters in that paint there. And then you look at baseball, and you can allow some separation in there. I think you can. If it's all about minimizing risk, then if you're comparing everything, well, NASCAR might be the safest of all of them. But then you look at baseball. I think that's next. And to a long story short, to answer your question, I do think they get the 60 in. I do.
We were talking last week about slow starts, and I think you and I discussed this a little bit, but one of the things David Stern said was, this is not a race to the finish, a race to the finish line. I kind of disagree. You can't have, where you go 2-8 in a 10-game stretch, and you can't coddle guys who are not off to faster starts or consistent starts. I mean, I understand guys are going to slump a little bit, but I don't think you can give a guy, 4 weeks, 5 weeks to try to get it together. I mean, you've got a very short window of opportunity here, right?
You do, and I agree with you. I disagree with Stern's assessment on that. It's 60 games, guys. I mean, you're looking at some of these teams that were really, really bad last year had clips of 60 games in which they were right around 500. And now you got to look at it as out of the chute, let's go. But then you think about there's very few times that when you're interviewing someone, they say, well, you know what, you're right. There's always just this, like, I sort of disagree with that. I went back this morning, as a matter of fact. I was listening to my conversation with Craig Counsell. Just literally, Bill, 24 hours before they shut everything down in the Cactus League. And I was listening to him, and we were getting into the roster makeup of this, and where it rang true for me in going back and listening to that, and maybe when I'm filling in for you in a couple of weeks here, we'll replay that thing. But we really had a nice conversation about the in-game, and that's the thing with this roster, is that in-game. He's used to that, and I think we're going to see it right out of the chute, as you say, Bill. I mean, immediately. I do believe that with this roster, the way it's configured, you will see some really, really cool baseball in terms of strategy, in terms of matchup, in terms of going with the gut, in terms of, you know, analytics to play a part, who's hot, who's not. Game one, I think you're going to see that. Who's feeling good? Is it Brawny to ride Pine opening day? You may see that, Bill. And then he comes in the sixth or seventh inning, and he laces a big two-run double. I mean, that's, to me, where this roster, I think, can hit the ground running. And that includes game one. That first series, I just think it says so much about a baseball team, the first 25 games of the year. I believe that. Now, there's anomalies. Last year, the Washington Nationals, I think it's well documented, they were 19-31 early on. And they end up winning the World Series. But after 25 games, I would have assessed them as, yeah, they're probably not going to squeeze into the playoffs. They did, and they did even more than that. They won it all. These guys got to get going. They got to get going quick. Just at least keep yourself in a position. Last couple of years, you're winning a clip of 20-7 rate for the month of September, the last couple of years for the Brewers. If you don't set yourself up to be in the ballpark for that, that may not happen again this year.
I have to admit, the fact that Lauer, Lindblom are both healthy now, everybody's had time to whatever was ailing them recuperate. Lauer was having a hell of a camp before he had to shut it down. Between Woodruff, you're hoping that Hauser gives you what you're expecting. I'm actually pretty excited about the rotation, the fact that they got a couple of lefties in that rotation now too.
Yeah, and we don't know, because we all know that there's going to be more than just five starters in that rotation. So when you look at these guys, as it's comprised now, it's going to be mix and match. Brett Anderson, Ray Black is still in the mix to be in that bullpen, but in terms of starters, Josh Lindblom, as you said, Adrian Hauser, Lauer, Lindblom, Peralta, as I'm reading these. Brent Suter, not going to shock me if he doesn't start a game or two in these 60 games. Woody, as you mentioned. So there's a lot of different options here. And you wonder, on a given game, if they'll go a three-inning start for a pitcher. And piggyback, right, maybe a Shelby Miller who makes the baseball team. That he's, I mean, Craig Counsell, the aforementioned, maybe that's days before I talked to him, was at his press briefing that morning saying Shelby Miller is going to start some games for the Milwaukee Brewers this year. Okay, is that still on the table here for the Brewers? Keeping in mind the roster has expanded to start in this new configuration to 30 players. It's going to bode well for the crew.
I really haven't gotten into this weekend a little bit. I didn't pay a ton of attention to emails and such, but I did start to look at rosters and stuff. And when you think about the five starters, while it's not a bunch of Kershaws, I think it's a deeper starting rotation. But then you think about Hader and the possibility of Knebel coming back and feeling really good. Freddie Peralta, if he hits his mark. You had mentioned Suter, Corbin Burns. You know, Claudio extends. There's a lot of things there that I think, you know what, if they can just hit. And I think, to me, I know that everybody looks to Christian Yelich. But if Lorenzo Cain bounces back and has a solid season, that changes the look of everything. Because then you're talking about Hira and Smoke and Garcia. And I think then you really, really have something. You know what I mean?
No, you're right on. The Jed Jerko and Eric Sogard at third base, the Justin Smoke and possibly a Logan Morrison along with Braun at first. Then you're going to mix and match in the corners. Yelly's going to move back to left. Avisail Garcia. Brewers fans, get ready for this guy. You're going to love this guy. And as you said, Lorenzo Cain. There's also Ben Gamel in that outfield as well. And then behind the dish, Manny Pena and the new guy, Navarez.
Right.
Navarez is a left-handed stick. And so that's gonna come in really handy. There is a little bit of a taxi squad. One has to be a catcher. There's three players that will travel with the team. One has to be a catcher, but man, just it's infinite with the feel of it, Bill. And I know Craig Counsell last week addressed the media a little bit on this. It's gonna be interesting. You know about as much with this team as anybody. How do they capture the smiling, the throwing of seeds and bubble gum during interviews and staying connected and supporting each other, playing for each other instead of with each other?
Mm-hmm.
I'm really interested to see if they can capture some sort of, you know, dance, if you will, this connectivity, if you will, because that's extremely important under Craig Counsell.
It, you know what it is? And I had asked Craig that right after things got shut down. And I had said, how do you recapture what you had in that clubhouse when we were down there? And he said two things. He said, one, it's a lot of times it's just up to the veterans. It's how the veterans dictate the clubhouse. And he said, then two, he said, this group just genuinely likes and misses each other. He said, I don't expect it to be a problem. So I don't know if Craig's going to walk in and go, okay, guys, you know, let's go. If it's a rah-rah, upbeat, sunshine up your butt type of thing, or if it's just like we're all just glad to be back playing baseball. But I think every clubhouse, and I think every, it just feels different. There's a level of trepidation, like, is this really going to happen? You know what I mean?
Yeah. And how do players handle playing in front of empty stadiums? I mean, that is the thing too. I mean, these guys, you know, ever since they've been little kids, they've wanted the big crowd. They wanted to show off and do their thing and get the accolades and the applause and the sign autographs and the whole deal. Some players just feed off that. There's no question about it. Other players would prefer this stoic, just I'm going to do my thing, and they don't dance around too much. So, I mean, we'll see. I mean, they got to find a way. All the hugging and celebrating and the dog pile out in the field after a walk off, that's all gone. How do you recapture that sort of excitement?
Stay tuned. Tim Allen's going to stay with us for another segment. Hang in there. The Bill Michaels Show, right now brought to you by our good friends over there at Bud Light, the official beer sponsor of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. We've got more, a little baseball chatter coming up next.
Border to border, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Hey, our friends at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, they want to remind you that you can obviously feel the heat. And if the heat is leaking into your house and driving up your energy costs with your air conditioner, or I hate to say think about it, but man, if winter gets here and suddenly you can feel the cold air blowing through your doors and windows, now's the time to start thinking about it, because they have got some great deals. 12 years, 2.99% APR financing, or 5 years, no interest financing, and then you get 5 months with no payments. How about that? I'm sitting here looking out of the Pella windows and doors right now. I was out with Gina Della yesterday, and we got to talking a little bit about what I've got in my home and just how much I love it. And it not only does it work as far as the energy efficiency, adds value to the home. And they did everything to match the current interior of my home. I picked out the hardware, picked out the molding, everything around it. They come out, they measure twice, they manufacture it, they assemble it, they install it. The day they installed it, I left for work, and by the time I got home, they were gone. Everything was cleaned up, and I had brand new doors and windows. I mean, it's perfect. It all works out in such a great way. Check out our friends at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Go to PellaWI.com. And they've even got a couple of people. It was funny. We were sitting there yesterday, and she got an email or a text message, I should say. And she said, one of her salespeople had sold a package on a Sunday. They work on Sundays. Like, look, if you need to get this done and you need us to do something for you, we can do this. Just let us know. I mean, it's just that good. That's the way they get it done, and they really do care about their customers. So check out PellaWI.com. That is PellaWI.com. Tim Allen, host of the Baseball Postgame Show, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. So, Tim, the rest of the division, it seems like, looking south, David Ross and the Cubs, there's this level of intensity, and he's going to bring it, and Joe Maddon's touchy-feely way is no more. And I don't know what kind of stock I put into the Cubs at this point. Do you?
I will say that the Chicago Cubs are the 85 Bears. How about that?
Okay.
They win theirs. They get their thing, whatever celebration that was a few years ago. And then they're just never heard from again in terms of winning the title. So let's just put that moniker on them. They're the 85 Bears, the Chicago Cubs. So, okay. The one thing is, you wonder, Bill, also, what kind of damage was done with the bitter negotiations between the league and the players. And you just wonder how that's going to affect, I've talked in my circles, and I'm sure you've heard from your friends and family as well as your listeners that, they're a little bitter about baseball. There's a couple of dudes I was talking to over the weekend that just said, I'm not watching baseball this year. For one, they're acting, like children, fighting and going through the media. But number two, it's a weird season anyway, so I can do without. If you look at the average age of a baseball fan that watches it on TV, now this discounts going to the game, this discounts maybe a fantasy baseball player, it discounts radio listening, it's just in terms of sitting down in front of the tube and watching baseball, 57 years old, Bill, is the average age. Now to compare, you go down to basketball, which is in the average age to view basketball is in their early 40s. So when you compare the two, I think they need to do some things to clean up the perception, to clean up that bitter taste in the mouth of a baseball fan, because you know it as well as anybody. You get upwards of 57, 67, 87 years old. Sometimes you're a little more of a straight shot, and you just say, I'm done with that. Now, what does it say to the younger crowd? That young crowd that needs to be addicted, so they are addicted to baseball into their 40s, 50s, and 60s. I wonder how that's going to play a part, too.
Yeah, I wonder what they're going to do to – and now I understand they're trying to shorten the game. I get that. The attention span has gotten increasingly less and less. But there's – if I'm a baseball marketer, I think what I do is I get rid of these ridiculous challenges that, have managers standing at the top of the stairs.
Agreed.
I put one guy in each ballpark to try to expedite the game and stop all this nonsense. Obviously, there's, things going on inside a ballpark. But, I love what the Korean League did, where they ended up, they can't have fans. So they started putting up all the young stuff like SpongeBob SquarePants and all the dolls and such in the background. Which is kind of cool, and it made you giggle, made you laugh a little bit. But there's got to be more to it than just simply just saying that, the youth of today can no longer have their attention span held for a really good three-hour baseball game. And certainly I think the advent of the gripping and ripping and the home run and the sabermetrics that talk about launch angle, I think it's got the ruination of the game written all over it.
But at the same time, though, you have to stay true to a tradition here. And I'm not playing old school old man on you. I'm just saying this. Look at it this way, baseball fans. It's the one sport where you can compare generations of statistical information. You can compare Ted Williams to Christian Yelich. And that's a fair comparison because the games are about the same. The rules are generally speaking the same. I know there was a mound change in the late 60s, but you can still compare a Cy Young season from guys that played in the 40s to guys that are playing right now. And I think we need to kind of stay true to that as well. People have been knocking baseball since, 1904. And right. They've always said that this is a slow game and it's going to be this and that. I agree with you on the instant replay. I've not been a big fan of that from the start. We argue more with replay than we did without, number one. Number two, for me to improve the game, Bill, just pitch the baseball.
Right.
Throw the baseball.
Just get rid of it.
I don't want to hear about this getting hurt and nonsense. Just pitch the baseball. Pitch clock. Yeah.
Tim, always great. Great to chat some baseball, and I look forward to listening to you real soon, pal, okay?
Can't wait.
All right, buddy. Talk to you later. There you go. Tim Allen, host of the Baseball Postgame Show, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. 80-plus years, 85-plus years they've been doing it. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. Stay tuned. We're going to talk some more baseball here after the top of the hour, as a matter of fact. Our good buddy Bill Shaken, baseball writer for the LA Times, is going to be joining us. Stay tuned. More of the Bill Michaels Show coming up next.
Team station strong, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.